This is The Pulse, stories about the people and places at the heart of health and science. I'm Maiken Scott. Almost 20 years ago, psychologist Ellie Brown was looking to do research on a Head Start preschool program to examine how it affected kids from low-income families. She made a bunch of calls, and she found a program that put a lot of emphasis on music and arts classes. And staff there was excited about the opportunity.
Please conduct research on our program. We think it has a really positive impact for children.
But Ellie's colleagues cautioned her to find a more traditional preschool program.
Don't become sidetracked by studying the impact of music and arts. It's never going to get published.
Ellie says at the time, music and arts research was passé.
Music and the arts have suffered from a lack of rigorous research and overblown claims about arts impact. If you listen to a single piece of classical music while your child is in utero, it's not going to make them a genius. And a single early childhood music class is not going to give your preschooler the visuospatial skills that's going to make them a leading aeronautical engineer.
But Ellie was intrigued by this program. It's at Settlement Music School in Philadelphia, and it's called Kaleidoscope. I got a tour from Terrell Davis, Executive Director of Early Childhood Programming.
Did you release your butterflies yesterday?
Today.
Where are they?
The kids have the usual preschool-type classes where they play and learn, but every day they also have music, dance, and visual arts classes taught by different credentialed instructors. I walked into one of the classrooms, which looked like an art studio for little kids. The youngest kids at the preschool, the three-year-olds, were painting with stamps.
Okay, so what are you going to paint?
I'm going to paint a lizard.
A lizard? What kind of lizards do you like?
I like green ones.
So what kind of colors do you like?
I like red and blue.
Okay. And what happens when you mix red and blue?
It turns green.
Well, that happens when you mix yellow and blue. And when you mix red and blue, it turns purple.
In another classroom, slightly older kids were decorating picture frames with their art teacher. They had glued photos of themselves into the frame and were adding other decorations.
This is me, and under there is me and my sister.
Where's your sister?
Behind the picture.
Oh, you drew your sister?
Yeah.
And then you put yourself on top?
Yeah, I put shells on.
Terrell says all of the different classes and the different areas of instruction are connected.
The music teacher, the dance teacher, and the visual art teacher are all talking about the same thing at the same time because we're all different learners. So if a child doesn't grasp the concept of what a pattern is in music, they may grasp that in creative movement when they're using their whole body to hop, skip, and jump, hop, skip, and jump.
When Ellie Brown started to study the program almost two decades ago, she quickly learned some interesting things about its effectiveness. For example, she compared the students in the Kaleidoscope program to kids at a different high-quality preschool that doesn't have all of the immersive arts enrichment.
We found that children at Kaleidoscope showed three times the growth in their vocabulary over the course of the year. That was a striking finding.
Three times.
It's huge. It's the type of impact that makes you curious to learn more.
Next, she started to investigate social-emotional growth, which is important for learning. She found that the preschoolers exhibited much more positive emotion than their peers at a comparison school.
Like interest, happiness, and pride.
They were also able to regulate their emotions better, both positive and negative. Clearly, the arts program was having a beneficial impact. And these findings back things Terrell Davis had observed in the classroom. She was a teacher at the program before she became the executive director.
So I knew something was happening. To have a class of 20 and 10 of them having an individual education plan, an IEP, and then seeing over the course of the year the growth that they made. I mean, I felt like I was a good teacher and I was, you know, helping them. But just having that collaboration with the art and the opportunities for them to also build on skill sets outside of me, of course, it's a no-brainer. Something's happening.
But Ellie wanted more information. She wanted to know what exactly was going on in the kids' bodies to facilitate this growth.
We launched an investigation titled, Can the Arts Get Under the Skin? The answer was a resounding yes.
They took frequent saliva samples from the kids in the program.
So we measured levels of the stress hormone cortisol at morning, baseline, and then after music, dance, visual arts, and early learning classes on different days of the week. We found evidence that children showed lower levels of the stress hormone cortisol after music, dance, and visual arts classes compared with their regular early learning or homeroom classes.
Preschool can be stressful all in itself. Kids are in a new situation, away from their parents. They have to navigate classrooms and peer relationships. But many of the kids in this program also experience chronic stress because of poverty or difficult family situations. Cortisol at normal levels supports functions like the immune system or metabolism.
But too much of it can interfere with the function and development of brain areas involved in learning and cognition, like the hippocampus, the prefrontal cortex, and also areas involved in emotion, like the amygdala. You've probably heard that 90% of brain growth and development happens before children enter kindergarten. So early childhood is a really important period for us to help children regulate stress so that they can focus on learning and so that their brains can grow and develop in healthy ways.
Ellie says all of the studies she's been able to do over the years have really painted a comprehensive picture of how and why creativity and the arts support learning.
We know that humans learn best when our entire bodies are engaged and events are registered by several senses, and that's the case in these music and arts classes. But it's also the case that children learn best when they are not overly stressed, when they can really focus their attention on learning. And we do think that the music and arts programming here helps children to be in an optimal state to learn.
Now, Ellie and the staff at the school are using these findings to make some of their lessons and their approaches available to kids and teachers at other preschools.
So even if you don't have a fully credentialed music teacher or visual arts teacher, there are strategies that a regular early learning teacher can use in their classes to bring in music, movement, visual arts to support children's emotion regulation and learning.
Even small things that can reduce stress and help kids learn.
Helping to ease the stress of transitions in the day by, you know, singing a cleanup song, singing a get in line song, helping children with those moments that can cause stress.
They've done a soft launch at 5 schools, 4 in Philly and 1 in Denver. They took feedback from teachers, and now they're planning to bring their approach to more schools around the country.